ministry of Nelson Ihiagu. Be stirred as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to teach the shortest sermon ever. So, because we're definitely still going to end by 8. So, 1 Peter 1, from verse 4 to 5. 1 Peter 1, from verse 4 to 5. I'm going to quote a few scriptures. And am I expecting the screen, or should I open my Bible? 1 Peter 1, from verse 4 to 5. Hallelujah. It says, we're going to verse 5. And we have a priceless inheritance. Say inheritance. Say priceless. An inheritance that is kept in heaven for you. Pure and undefiled. Beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So a lot of people say it this way: you are saved, you are being saved, and you will be saved. Or they put it this way: you are saved, justification. You are being saved, the consistent work of the Spirit in your heart called sanctification. You will be saved. That's when Christ will be revealed in us and he will rapture us. That's called glorification. Come on, are you with me? So salvation that is one event has a present and a continuing work in the life of the believer. So you hear things like Paul will say, who has saved you? Paul will say that you will be saved. You know, there are verses like that. Most times when he says will be saved, he's actually talking of the glorification. Or when he talks of the hope of the believer, he's talking of the culmination of the salvific work of God in the life of the believer. So you go back to verse 4. And I want to show you something. Anyways, it's out of like KJV. He says, and we have a priceless inheritance. Look at this. When he said we, who was he talking to? Believers, right? He said, we have a priceless inheritance. So look at this. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and fadeth not away, reserved in heaven. Is reserved in heaven. Come on, are you with me? Okay. So it is alien to find believers or to talk to a believer and say, are you going to go to heaven? And they say, I don't know. Or I'm not sure. It's strange. Or only God knows is strange. John 3:16, is either true or it's not? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you have the son, you don't perish. If you don't believe on the son, you perish. Come on, are you with me? If you have the son, you perish. If you don't have the son, if you have the son, you don't perish. If you don't have the son, you perish. The same salvation that you have is what guarantees you of eternal life. Come on, are you listening to me? It is unbiblical to look at a believer and say, are you sure you will make it on the last day? The believer, come on, are you with me? The believer is assured of his eternal life. 2 Thessalonians chapter 5. Don't fool me. 2 Thessalonians chapter 5. No, it's not up to 5. 2 Thessalonians ends in 3. 1 Thessalonians 5, rather. Look at this. Paul speaking, he said, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. Next verse, we're running. Next verse. He said, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh how? Most times we end here, but read on. He said, for when they shall say, so I'm just going to skip to the end and walk you back. When he says, when they, he means that, let's read on. When they shall say peace and safety, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman, and they shall not escape. So the day he's talking about here are the same people that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night to. Are you with me? Those are the same people that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night to. Next verse, verse 4. He said, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. So when you say Jesus is coming as a thief in the night, not for me. Not for me. If I was in darkness, it will come as a thief. But because I'm in light, I'm sober. Come on, give me the next verse. Look at what it says. It says, you all are children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. If we were of the night, nor of darkness, the day would have come to us like a thief. But because we were of darkness, rather, and of the night, it would have overtaken us like a thief. But because we are the man in Christ, we are children of day, we are children of the light, the day is not overcoming us like a thief. And Paul usually taught this. The living by revelation that always applies to the coming of Jesus is that the believer lives soberly because the believer knows his Messiah is coming. So you are not living holy to make heaven. You are living holy for two reasons. Number one, heaven made you. Heaven made me. So I'm living like where I come from. Come on, are you with me? I'm living like where I come from, number one. And number two, I'm living that way and living soberly because I know that there's someone coming for me. The one that bought me with a price. So I'm living in earnest expectation of him. Paul will keep on speaking and he will talk about the hope of the believer. The believer has hope. There is something we are looking forward to. And that's why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul spoke in no uncertain terms. He said that when mortality will be swallowed up by immortality. He said, when the terrestrial will be swallowed up by the celestial, when the corruptible will be swallowed up by the incorruptible, he's talking of when we will change our bodies, when we will have a glorified body. So, and Paul did not say, brethren, will you be when he comes to collect his people? Some corruptible will be swallowed up, some will remain corrupted. When you are talking to believers, you don't talk to believers in such a way that will shake the assurance of their salvation. Because the one that bought them gave them a down payment. The one that bought them gave them 2 Corinthians 1:22, the gift of the Spirit that is the earnest of our inheritance. He's the first fruit. He's the one that is. So one ministry of the Spirit is this. The Holy Ghost is the agent of the resurrection. And that's exactly what the Bible means when it says, you remember we said context in the afternoon. That's exactly what the Bible means when it says that the creation awaited the manifestation of the sons of God. Revival is good and God will do that through us, but that's not what that verse means. What that verse means is all of creation is even waiting to see what God's will look like when his body is changed. And that's why Paul did not know what they were doing in their house. He did not know what was going on, but he spoke. And then he said, he that begun a good work in you will keep it till the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the believer may start out and maybe struggle with one or two things here and there, but where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. Grace is not intimidated by the presence of sin. Grace is a teacher. It will teach us to live godly and to deny worldly lust. The grace of God will defeat the inconsistencies in your life. So God has moved into your heart. And when light is, darkness will run. So everything that is darkness, everything that is fleshy, everything that is not of God, if just fan the flames of the Spirit and it will disappear. So he said, don't you know it will come like a thief in the night? Not for me. For children of the night, yes. But for I who is a child of day, not for me. Come on, are you with me? Come on, are you with me? So the believer, let me show you one more verse. Duba lavine ke roste redika ma acto suje dia. 1 John 5:13. Are you there? Let me say something also. Listen, when Paul says that know ye not that no idolater or fornicator and all those people will attain eternal life, he says that because no one, and this is why 1 John says, no one that is born of God, you know, KJV says the one that is born of God does not sin. But NLT gets it right. He says, or makes it clearer. He says, he that is born of God does not make a practice of sinning. Does not make. So the believer might have failings and frailties here and there, but the believer does not make a practice of sinning. Does not make a practice of sinning. And I will tell you, and that's why, because we know the work of the Spirit, any believer that consistently dwells in sin, we call you out to repent, or we handle you like an unbeliever so that you don't corrupt the flock. Come on, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So, 1 John, this is. Let me say something, you know. When Paul says, no man who is a fornicator, this suit is mad, oh Jesus. Anyways, when he says, no man who is a fornicator and all will attain eternal life, it's not because man to hell is unbelief. It's unbelief. And people now say, so are you saying now that if you fornicate and Jesus comes, you are going to heaven first of all? When Jesus comes, the believer will not be caught in fornication. Because our bodies are meant for better than that. He has bought our bodies with a price. Come on, are you listening to me? He has bought our bodies with a price. And then he saved me without works. I will be redeemed without works. Nobody will ever get to heaven and say, phew, I did well. It's like you don't know the God we are standing before. He's the thrice holy God. So if you are going to get in, it's because he allowed you in. Because he gave you the key, the right to come in. Come on, are you listening to me? And when we read this verse of scripture that quickly says, he will say unto some, he said, get thee behind me, I never knew you. Or get out of my front, I never knew you. Right? He said, but they will say, Lord, Lord, we casted out devils in your name. I said, context, right? If you read the verses before, Jesus was talking of false teachers. He said they are wolves in sheep's clothing. Not that they are sheep that became wolf. They are people that were never saved that are now acting like they were saved to fleece the flock. First of all, Jesus did not say, I knew you, then you walked away. Jesus said, I never. So I had no record. He didn't write your name with a golden pen. I had no record of who you are. Come on, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
When Paul said, I put my body under so that I will not be a castaway, the word is adokimos, meaning that I put my body under so that I will not be unqualified. And when you read the context of that, you know, you see that Paul was talking about eternal reward. He was talking of eternal reward because I'm running through scriptures because we should end soon. Amen. Paul was talking about eternal reward, and that's exactly why he said every man's works will be tried by fire, of what sort it is. And even though somebody's work will be tried, and even though his work burns up, he says, but he will be saved as one through fire. It means that in eternity there will be different rewards. But even the person that has done very little, he will be saved, but with very little. That should tell us that our salvation and even entry into heaven is not by works.
Come on, are you listening to me? I'm saying this because there are many believe you've answered altar call 14 times in the last 2 years. You must have assurance. You must know that you are saved. So there are many ways. You know, if you are not born again, I want you to come. Okay, nobody's coming. So I said, quickly check yourself. If there's a sin you are struggling with, join them. Just join them. That's not how it works. There's the deceitfulness and the hardness of sin. If the believer dwells in sin, after a while, there's a thing called apostasy. There's a thing called hardness, that sin will harden your heart against God. It's a thing. Come on, are you listening to me?
Yes,
it's a thing, the deceitfulness of sin. However, that is not for the believer. Because the believer will be pricked. The Holy Ghost at work in him will tell him, you just acted against your nature. Look at this verse. Then prepare Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, KJV. Come on. He said, these things have I written unto you. Come on. He's talking to believers, an entire church. He said, these things have I written unto you that what? Believe on the name of the Son of God. Come on. Do you believe on the name of the Son of God?
Yes, sir.
He said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know. Oof. The word is idle. He said that you may be aware that you have eternal life. And that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. So, I'm saying these things to you. Give me NLT. Let me see. NLT, quick, please. Don't put me at their jaw. He said, I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God. So that you may know that you have eternal life. He did not say, hold on and be sure. He said, so that you may what? Know. So that you may know that you have eternal life. And when Paul said, examine yourself so that you will know you are still in the faith, the next verse now says, context is king. The next verse now says, he said, examine yourself to know that you're in faith. He said, except you have believed in vain. But if you have truly believed, standing on what he has taught you, keeping in memory what he has said to you, holding fast to the profession of your faith, you are saved. So when you look inside, I still believe the gospel, I'm saved. I still believe the gospel, John 3:16 is true. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, that whosoever believed, my middle name is whosoever. I have believed and I will not die. I will not perish. Nothing shakes my salvation. I am saved. He said that we may know that you have eternal life. I know I have eternal life. Let me tell you a secret. Nobody has eternal life and goes to hell. See, a man of God made a video and it's so true. He said, if you go to heaven and you don't see me there, check well, you've gone to hell. That's a raw word. That's a brag. In what God has done. And I'm not saying that and many people, when you say that, they'll say, are you not proud? Don't you remember what we said about the publican and the tax collector? The Pharisee rather looked up and was bragging. I'm like the publican. I'm like the tax collector. I cannot brag on my own. I'm looking at my sacrifice. I'm looking at the one who died for me. On his merits, I'm wearing a robe that is called his righteousness. I'm wearing a robe that is called, so when I stand before God, God will say, Jesus, is that you? God is looking and he's saying, my righteousness this way. That's my speck. Come on. Are you listening to me? Philippians chapter 3 verse 20. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20. Tofu me jaw. Philippians 3:20. Our Ghanaians here will learn Yoruba very soon. KJV says, for our conversation is in heaven. Oh God. Come on, read this like a mass choir. 1, 2, go. The Lord Jesus. Give me in NLT. NLT gets it right. And this conversation is old English. Give me in NLT. Tofu me N to the L to the T. Are you there? It says, but we are what? Listen. If you are a citizen of the U.S., when you cross the border, they say, welcome home.
Yes,
if you are a citizen of the U.S., when you cross the border, they say, welcome home. You don't cross and say, home at last, I made it. You see, so when he comes to collect his people, it's for me, it's me, it's me. Your mom does not go to boarding school and pick another child and forget you. She came because of you. I know I have eternal life. I am aware I have eternal life. My conversation is in heaven. Come on, glory to God. I'm going to round up with this. I like the way Doc is going close to that keyboard. Praise the Lord. Doc, go on. I'm not seeing you. I saw this excerpt and it really blessed me. It was this preacher. He saw two people on his side. And then there was, he was telling, that's beautiful storytelling about the thief on the cross. If you've heard it, better rejoice still. But anyways, he said that the thief on the cross, I'll tell two analogies. The thief on the cross said, Lord, remember me in your what? In your kingdom. And Jesus said, today, I will remember you. And then, imagine the man goes to the gate of heaven. He sees the angel in charge of the annals of the saved. The one in charge of the golden pen. What you've written with the golden pen. And then he now goes. Let me stand up. The guy now comes. He now says, the angel now says, okay, so did you believe the gospel? He said, what is that? He said, wait, so you didn't do baptism class? Said, I didn't have the time. So I didn't do that. He said, okay. Okay. What's John 3:16? Who is John? Doesn't have anything. And that's how you know a false God. You know, I want problems. Always. If there is issue, inshallah, I will be there. So I was talking to this Jehovah's Witness group. And then they were asked, I told them, if I have 5 minutes to leave, well, that's how I vet false gospel, quick. If I have 5 minutes to leave, what will you tell me? He said, well, you need to baptize, obey the command. Bro, I said 5 minutes. 5 minutes. They said, I don't know. Only God knows. I say, I know. 1 John 5. I know I have eternal life. Yes. And I said, okay. Anyways, I just preached that one quick. And then I just said, yeah. So they now say, I can just imagine a Jehovah's Witness asking me, are you trying to say we are fake? Yep. Yep. So, no, just play softly. So the guy came, he said, who is John? He said, wait, if you don't know John, how do you even know 3:16? So he said, okay. He said, wait, let me get my supervisor. So his supervisor came. He said, okay, what did you say your name is? Adeshala, right? He said, okay. When was the last, how did you die? I was crucified for a crime. Or I was a pastor in my spiritual father's church. Whichever, for Adeshala. So, Adeshala's spiritual father is in London. There's a spark to you. My God, you know. So, he said, okay. So, so you were crucified for a crime, yes. Do you know Jesus? No. I don't. I heard people chanting things as they were killing me too, but I don't know who he is. Huh. Okay, so how did you get here? The man in the middle cross said I should come. The man in the middle cross said I should come. I remember I heard this from a theologian before I heard it from my pastor. He said, the theologian said something. He said, every time we look at the story and we say crucify Barnabas, they wanted to release Barabbas and they brought Jesus. And Pilate did that because he knew that Jesus was innocent. And then he said, children of Israel, I want to wash my hand. Which one do you want? And they said, give us Barabbas, crucify him. And we may think it's not fair. You were Barabbas. You were the one that was released on God's account. You were the one that... in his blood, the demands of justice were met. So when I stand before God, I'm not wanting. So when I approach the pearly gates, I'm not thinking, oh God, what did I do? Yes, there's a place of getting reward in service. But getting to heaven is not reward. Getting to heaven is coming home. Getting to heaven is homecoming. Is homecoming. So when I approach the gate, the same way the man said it, they may say,
You have a lot of issues, I know. But the man on the middle cross said I should come. He said I should come. I'm wearing a garment that is called righteousness. I'm wearing something called righteousness. I am not saved by my works. I do good works, not to be saved, but because I am saved. Listen, the Bible says we are citizens of heaven. I behave like where I come from. So I'm not behaving heavenly to get to heaven because my passport is white. Because my passport is white, that is exactly why I behave like where I come from. Come on. So when I approach the pearly gates, they don't look at me and say, what are you doing here? They say, welcome home. Yeah. God will not look at me and say, I never knew you. My name is in your heart. Yeah. Let me tell you one last thing. You can give birth accidentally. You know, you may be excited, your wife is pregnant, and you bear your body in this economy, right? You do all those things. But one thing that you can't do accidentally is adopt. We were adopted into the beloved. God was intentional about your own. He was intentional about your own. Come on, rise to your feet and give God thanks. I know I have eternal life. I know I have eternal life. I know I have, hey. I know I have eternal life. Glory! Ela Saida. Come on, speak in tongues for the next few minutes. I have eternal life. I am saved. I will never die. I am saved. I will never die. I am saved. Shele, Bare, Kaida, Irobo City.
I trust you were blessed by the teaching of God's word. Now see the hard work ministries. Mandate that seeks to see men saved, trained, and sent. For more ministry content, visit us at t.me/NelsonBHagwan. And for contact details, follow on Instagram at NelsonBHagwan. God bless you.